March 4, 2021, it's the Watch for Pedro show.
Thank you. Thank you.
Walk for Pedro show. Happy Thursday. First Thursday of March. Yeah. We started off the show with John Coltrane, Miles Davis doing Straight No Chaser, Thelonious Monk tune. After that, we had Ramon Morrow with Labyrinth. And Brother Matt's wearing quarantino mode, so he's still Love Grotto on the Pleasure Point a couple miles south here. But I'm not totally man alone because those Estonia software engineers with their Skype invention, I got Ramon Morrow from Turin, Italy. Welcome aboard, Ramon.
Hi, Mike.
Yeah.
Thank you so much
for inviting
me to your amazing The What from San Pedro show. Thank you so much.
Yes, we got it.
Let me beg your pardon for my English. I will probably do not understand everything.
Yeah, it sounds pretty good.
So please forgive me in advance.
Okay, but it's sounding pretty good. Don't worry. We got to thank Stefano Paglia because he made the connect for Teloste. So, Ramon, please. Si. Por favor.
Yes.
Your earliest musical memory.
Yes. My earliest musical memory is when my father used to bring me to his concert with a little traditional choir. He was a co-founder in this choir in the 70s in the little village where I grew up, close to my city, Turin, in North Italy. And I remember that they usually sang mountain traditional and partisan songs.
Ah, yeah. And is this called Piedmont? What are these mountains? This is when you come over from France in Italy, right?
No, France. No, in Italy.
Yeah.
No, Italian mountain.
Right. The Alps, right?
Yes, Alps, si.
Yeah. So what I know from touring, Ramon, is Mont Blanc tunnel coming from France over into Italy. And when you come out through the tunnel, all of a sudden, yeah, the Piedmont. Yeah.
Yes. Tunnel with Italian and France, yes.
Yeah, exactly. Now, your father...
Monte Bianco.
Yeah, that's right, Monte Bianco. White Mountain, White Mountain. Now, your father ran the choir?
Yes.
Ah, okay.
He sang in this choir for 25 years.
Wow.
Maybe. Yes. But now he's old, very old.
Vecchio.
Yes. Yes.
I'm getting to be vecchio.
Unfortunately.
It happens. Look, did you sing in the choir when you were a boy?
No. I didn't sing, but I only started to play the trumpet when I was 11.
And how did that happen? Did you choose the trumpet?
When I was 11, I chose to play the trumpet because the first time I heard someone playing the trumpet, I was moved. I cried and felt a big thrill. And this feeling happens to me also now when I listen to a great trumpeter.
Now, how did you get your first trumpet?
I don't know. I bought it with my father. Yes.
Okay, so your father bought it for you, kind of a present.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, and what did you do? Did you start taking lessons?
Yes, I started to play trumpet with a private teacher, and I didn't attend the conservatory, and neither conservatory nor other schools. Unfortunately, I said unfortunately because when I was adolescent, I was against institution, and when I grew up, it was too late. But I'm happy with myself, and I did find my way.
So, but you started with private lessons.
Yes, yes, with a private teacher only. Mm-hmm.
Now, did this teacher, this trumpet teacher, have a big...
Yes, 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 trumpet teacher.
Yeah, did he have big effect on you?
Yes. He played another kind of music, but he teach me the conservatory program.
Kind of fundamentals of trumpet playing?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. Now, did you play for people publicly? Did you join a group? You know, like if a bass player would join a rock band. Did you do something like that?
Yes, when I was boy, I started to play in the village traditional band. And then I played in a cover band. I remember we played James Brown, Joe Cocker, and others. So R&B, funky, blues, and I made the brass session.
Ah, yeah, yeah, okay. So
and I remember in 2002, I played in the rock band, Italian rock band called Fluxus. But in the meantime, I worked to other projects, like a duo with a guitarist and a trio with bass and drums, called Three Quiet Men. We played in festivals and clubs in North Europe, and also a tournée in China in, I think, 2008.
Okay, that's great.
Yes.
Yeah, I want to play this song from you, Elephant March.
Yes.
sun or shine on me. Just reflect off skies, break the window. Banging off the pavement like my Nikes. Let me hide. Celsius degrees in your pavement like a Nike. Blisters on my feet to keep me hygiene. I just want it like a earthquake. Say it's my fault. I know. Give me a mark for a week. I get it done.
To the
Watford Pedro show, we just heard Ramon Moro with Elefantina March. Elephant March, huh? And then Richard Hell and the Voidoids with Time. Richard found the master tapes to his second album and remixed everything. And this is a beautiful song. I remember when I first heard it, I just fell in love with it. Thank you so much, Richard. Barry Berkel Band after that with Excited You. Model Home. D.C. area with Skyscraper Window. Same parts. Bombas Prendon. Take the Bag Off, Mr. Skinny. Hands Rotten from Switzerland after that. Afterwork Pro. Joe Cardamone with his big Quarantina piece. This is part three, Flowers. John Wayne with Texas Cyclone. And finally, Ramon Moro Quartet with Too Late. Yeah. So, a lot of the music you gave me here, yeah, either Ramon Moro or Ramon Moro Quartet. When do you start making your own band?
With the quartet, yes, I decided to create this quartet two years ago, and because I wanted to hear a jazz sound, a typical quartet. And I composed the album. Every track, every compositions, and I published this album with a Berlin label.
Berlin.
Out Records.
Okay. And can you tell me the three other members of the quartet?
Yes. The double bass is my best friend, Federico Marchesano. And on piano Emanuele Maniscalco, okay, from Brescia, and Zeno De Rossi, he's a famous drummer in Italian, and he played with famous musician and international musician.
Oh, that's great. Can I tell you something? My great grandmother's last name was Rossi.
Rossi.
Yeah, Rossi. Now she was from Dolomiti part, so more east, okay? But in the north, yeah. Long time ago though, okay.
Okay.
So what about the stuff where you play just where it just says Ramon Moro? Not the quartet.
Sorry. Like can you repeat, please?
Well, like when I played the Elephant March, it just says Ramon Moro. So is that you by yourself?
Yes. I'm alone. Because around 12 years ago, I started to play in solo with my staff, with my trumpet, flugelhorn, and pedal board, and two amplifiers. And I started this project alone. I have a pedal board full of classic guitar effects, and in addition I use a Marshall and a Pee Wee, And this way, the sound comes out huge, deep and loud.
Yeah, I can imagine. So you must use a microphone.
Yes, a microphone.
Or contact mic on the trumpet?
Connect a microphone with my trumpet, yes. But, yes, I use a loop station and distortion and an octave.
But I was going to ask you about the loop pedal. So this way you can do sound on sound, right? Layers of sound.
Yes.
Yeah, because I was going to ask you about that, whether you overdub or you use a pedal station, huh?
Yes, of course.
Okay. Mm-mm. Well, I mean, you could go into a studio and make overdubs, right? So I didn't know, but like especially for live performance, you use a loop station, loop pedal.
Yes, also in live concert, yes, sir.
Yeah. Of course, either that or like backing tapes. You don't use backing tapes, do you?
Yes, there are no registration. There are no dubbing.
Okay. I'm just interested. And what kind of process do you use to compose? For compose, do you make demos?
First, I start from a melodic line. And then I add other line and other way, but first of all I start from a melodic line.
So like a tema, you come up with a tema, and then that's kind of the anchor and the focus.
Yes.
Ah, okay.
Yes.
Understood. But playing with yourself and playing with the quartet, kind of different, right?
Yes, it's different, but anyway, I start always from a melodic line, because also in quartet I compose every tracks. I write the line. And then I write the suggestion for other musicians.
So like the rhythm, the support, the accompaniment, the rhythm section.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, interesting. And you just give them suggestions, just ideas, and then they kind of explore themselves?
Yes. I try to bring them to improvise and feel the music.
Yeah. Makes good sense. We're at the end of the first hour, March 4, 2021 edition, Watt Pedro Show. Special guest, Ramon Moro. Hold tight. Hour 2. March 4, 2021. It's the second hour of the Watt Pedro Show.
fractured nations, and in between the speed cameras I curse myself. I put a spell on you. Too many feature lights, concertina nights, I could go on and on, and I probably will. I live behind the railway station, not so much a destination as a way of life. I was younger then. Too many scratches still. How can you be a writer? I live among the fractured nations, and in between the speed cameras I curse myself, and I put a spell on you. Too many feature lights, concertina nights, I could go on and on, and I probably will. I live beside the railway station, not so much a destination as a way of life. I was younger then. Too many scratches still.
Yeah. Jesus, God. Más
Alfred Pedro Show started the second hour off with Ramon Moro doing Medieval Ballad, then Ben Salter with Power. Ben Addy after that, Right on Me, Aruba, Avua, Relance. That's a trippy word, Relance. And then Don the Tiger with Los Cuencos de la Mar Salada. Sea salad. Don the Tiger. And Ramon Moro Quartet with Nocturna for Lolly. Nocturna for Lolly. So Lolly, you wrote a song for Lolly about the nighttime? Ramon?
Yes.
Just the song.
Not too for Lolly. Lolly is my little dog.
Oh, okay, kind of.
Yes. Lolly.
Deserves, right? Every good Kanye deserves a song. Good song. Actually, yes. You gave me two versions. You gave me a live version and a studio. Now, we started off with Medieval Ballad. And this is Ramon Moro. So I'm curious, is there strings? What's on that recording besides the trumpet?
I play always trumpet and flugelhorn and not other instrument. Also in Medieval Ballad.
Well, are there effects?
Yes, I composed a line, yeah. And then I played over dub. But the instrument is always trumpet with effects with octave and distortion and other effects.
So it changes the character. See, it, you know, at the end, what I hear is the stuff coming out of the speakers, but I don't know how it gets there, you know. That's why I'm asking. It makes sense?
It's normal because people always ask me if I play other instruments, but I played only trumpet.
Yeah, but
it's very particular.
I understand, but like the trumpet kind of wears like costumes, so it's
yes,
very interesting. I want to play this this tune from you called Preparation and Presentation of the Gifts.
what is the meaning of death? That's it. That's what it is. What a awful. Oh,
I don't understand. So.
Yeah, just played some music right there. Preparation and Presentation of the Gifts from Ramon Mars.
Yes.
Then from Andrea Pensado, we had For Them and Michaud. And then finally, here's the live version, Nocturna for Lolly, Ramon Mauro Quartet. And where is this done live?
Sorry, where?
Yeah.
Sorry, I don't.
Where? Festival? I don't know. It says it was a live song. It was a live version compared to the other Nocturna for Lolly.
Unfortunately, in this period, I have only one concert with my quartet in Torino Jazz Festival. Because we are. In Italy, we are once again in lockdown.
Okay. So this was recorded. So I don't know the date, so I don't know when it's from. I remember playing a big festival in Torino, a big free festival with Stooges, Iggy and the Stooges, maybe.
Maybe
12, 13 years ago, long time ago.
Yes. I remember.
You at that gig? It was great.
I was there too.
Yeah, and I really enjoyed it. I really, really enjoyed it.
Festival Traffic.
That's right. Festival. It was called the Traffic Festival.
Traffic Festival, yes.
Exactly.
Amazing concert. I remember perfectly.
Yeah, but so do I. Like it was yesterday. It was incredible. It was... And that people, the Torino people, really had big heart, big emotion. Tell me about this song, Preparation and Presentation of the Gifts.
Yes, is the first track of the album, and is the track the title of the album offering comes from the first track. It's like a sacred ritual, like the mass on Sundays.
Yeah, in the church, right?
Yes, and the track presenting myself and offering my music.
Yeah. And like kind of opening your heart.
Yes.
Yeah. And actually that's an offering, almost like a sacrifice.
I feel like a shaman, you know.
yeah. Well, you know, music.
Doing this and that, chanting with my trumpet and my effects.
yeah. But in a way, music is like that, because kind of transcendental.
Yes. Right? I think.
Yeah, like we have this world, right? We have this world, we have this reality, and then the music is with the creative and expression kind of lift above just plain real. Kind of. It's just the idea I have.
Yes, absolutely right.
Yeah, because especially like you were talking about the situation, for me, music is almost a lifeline, it kind of a rope to hold on to.
Yes.
That makes sense?
For me too. Okay. Yes.
Okay. So
me too.
We share that view. Where did you record the album?
Um, I record offering in a studio in central Italy.
Bologna?
In Toscana. In Pisa.
Pisa, okay.
Pisa.
I know Pisa, it's by the ocean, it's by the water.
There is my friend, and I record in June past year, during the first lockdown.
What was his name? Was it Ali?
Sorry?
What was the name of the recording man?
Alessandro Sposti.
Yeah, Ali, I know this guy. I got to record something with him with Fratello Ste and Paolo.
Yes. Ah, okay.
Yeah, small world.
Alessandro, sì. Ovi, called Ovi.
Yeah, that's what we, like, yeah. Nickname, huh?
Sì, nickname.
Yeah,
Ovi.
Right. A beautiful guy, I love the guy. Look, we're at the end, we're at the end of the second hour. March 4, 2021 edition, Juan Pedro Show, special guest, Ramon Moro. Hold tight for hour three. March 4, 2021. It's the third hour of the Watford Pedro Show.
insurance depends upon the nature of the property and the location, and other factors too, such as fire hazards. If there's a fire hazard, it must be taken into account. There should be protection against fire hazards, fire protection equipment in the building. If a fire did occur, the fire protection equipment would lessen the hazard until the fire department arrived. If the building is near the ocean, there might be more damage from a hurricane or high waves. There's no protection against earthquakes. They can be predicted with seismographs. They have a seismograph at Harvard University. Earthquakes can be predicted with seismographs, but there is no protection against them, and they can be disastrous. Of earthquakes, tornadoes, and hurricanes, earthquakes are the most disastrous.
Hot lava, got axe, avalanche, sinkhole, tyrant, has shivered, oil spill, snake bite, arachnid, monsoon, typhoon, tsunami, radar, asbestos, wind shear, locusts, earthquake, hurricane, tornado, disasters, earthquake. Earthquake.
Yes, I lost my little darling. Thank you.
trio.
Yeah, that's right. Tell us, Dave, had you play on the new Sonio de Mainayo album, Terrazzo? And your parts are beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thank you, too. Yeah.
Okay, I got to tell the people, we just heard Ramon Moro Quartet do Albedo, and then Tom Pichel with the incomplete version of D. Boone's Corona. The song, not the disease. David Greenberger and the Hi-Ho Barbers after that, Most Disastrous. Sean Lennon with The Conflict. Paul Motion, Tennessee Waltz. And finally, Ramon Quartet, Untie Me. Tell me about this song, Ramon, please.
Untie Me, yes, is another composition. I write always a melodic line, and then the other musicians improvised in my line.
Sure. You get it going. You get it started. What we say over here is you get the ball rolling.
Yeah.
You get the ball rolling. Okay. So how important is the title to a song?
For me, it's very important. The title. First, I write the music, and then when I listen the composition, it's like I have a vision.
Yeah.
And the description of this vision becomes a title.
Okay.
Yes. This is my idea.
Yeah, it makes good sense. So you never come up with the title first, always last.
No, first I write the music.
Yeah. Because I say that because my songwriting, opposite. I always come up with title first.
Ah, crazy.
Yeah, nobody I know is like that.
Okay.
Because Ramon, I use the title for kind of the anchor, the thing to focus on.
Okay.
I have to tell you, composing on bass is kind of strange.
Mm-hmm.
But I like it.
I like interesting idea. This interesting idea.
Yeah, because the tradition is bass comes last, but to compose on bass. It's very kind of trippy. Opens up room for your collaborators. I want to play White Dragon.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Watford Pedro Show, last music for this edition. The Ramon Moro Quartet with White Dragon. Then Yoshiaki Fujikawa and the East Asia Orchestra, Bold and Able. And finally, Ramon Quartet with Blue Horizon. The Blue Horizon. You know, that to me kind of speaks of the sea or a lake. What is it?
The idea is not the sea and the lake, and I thought only a blue horizon, and it's an idea. And not sea or lake.
Or sky.
Sky, yes.
Okay. And are you composing and recording now?
Yes, I'm writing a new album of my trio, Three Quiet Men.
Let me understand that. So the Ramon Moro Quartet is different than the Quiet Men.
Yes, it's different. Three Quiet Men is my first trio.
Okay.
And we decided to return to play live. In these days I'm writing a new album, new ideas. So
you mean the band had quit and now is reunited?
Yes.
Okay, and who are the members?
The drummer is Dario Bruna.
Okay.
And the bassist is Federico Marchesano, the same of the quartet.
Okay, so same.
But in this case. He used the bass guitar, and in quartet he used only double bass.
You know what we call that sometimes here? The stand-up.
Yeah.
Right? It's like a giant violin.
Yes.
I tried to play in the 90s. It was too difficult. I tried. It's a beautiful instrument, but if you play electric bass too long, it's kind of hard to. So much respect to your friend, Frederico.
Okay.
Much respect.
I understand. And now I understand. Okay.
And so how long the Quiet Men not play? How long?
Since 1999.
Oh wow, over 20 years.
Yes. The first concert it was in Festival Jazz of Magdeburg in Germany.
Right, Magdeburg.
In July 1999. Yes.
Wow.
I remember.
Ramon,
if you
met a young man on trumpet just starting, what advice would you give him or her?
For play trumpet. It's necessary a discipline and practice every day I'm studying every morning 3 hours.
Wow.
And for play trumpet, it's necessary. It's necessary much energy, power, and concentration, discipline. Yes.
Yeah. Because of the lip, because of breathing.
Yes. Yes. Breathing and flexibilities of the lips.
Yeah. Understood. Understood. All I have to worry about is fingers. Ramon.
Yes. Yes.
Ramon, yeah, I have to tell you.
I know.
I have to tell you. Big honor to have you on the show. Thank you so much. When this new Quiet Men record comes out, will you come back on and we can talk?
I don't know, because
okay. It's beautiful.
Yes, beautiful. Absolutely. Okay. Sorry.
It's okay. You did beautiful. And I love you. And keep on keeping on, please. People, it's been the March 4th, 2021 edition of the Wild for Pedro Show. Keep your powder dry.